John 16, verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. It might be that you're thinking that I've gone nuts on this subject of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's good, because we want to be all out for the Lord Jesus. If God has promises and God has blessings in store for his own redeemed people, I want in. And I believe that's the attitude of every truly born-again Christian. Whatever God has promised, what the Lord Jesus has purchased at the cross, that is the blessing I desire, that I might serve God and walk with God. Anything less would be second best. And of course, our desire is that we be useful unto God. We want our bodies, our lips, our testimony, our lives, our possessions, everything that we are, lock, stock, and barrel, to be in use for the glory and honor of the Lord, for the extension of his kingdom. And so what the Lord Jesus referred to as his very best gift: If ye then being fathers know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So we're asking for the very best gift when we pray, that we have the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and infill us. And what we're trying to do in these messages is to weed out the error and to set out the things that every Christian must seek after and pray for,
that we might be truly and fully blessed in our walk and service for God. So welcome to Let the Bible Speak. Welcome to this study on the Holy Spirit. I trust you'll open your Bible at John chapter 16 and stay with us right through the message, and there'll be a word for your heart to lead you into all truth concerning the person, the ministry of God the Holy Spirit.
This, what I hope, is a little deeper into the issues of the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. The subject that I fear we don't preach enough upon, and perhaps we don't depend enough upon the Holy Spirit. We have learned that the Holy Spirit's work is to guide us into all truth, and then that He is the revealer of truth to our hearts by illumination. Now, I want to go to the word show tonight. You'll find it in verse 13, you'll find it in verse 14, and you'll find it again in verse 15, where you have that word show. Now, in our author's version is S-H-E-W. That is definitely Old English, but it simply means to announce. Now, when we think of show me, it would usually mean visible, something that you hold up and you can let the person actually see with their eyes. But this word is not the same. It's a bit like the word for evangelism. It means to announce, to declare. And the Holy Spirit's work is not to reveal signs and wonders and strange things to our naked eyes, but rather His work is to announce, to declare the realities of the Lord Jesus. He will show the things of Christ unto us, that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. And so this is the Spirit's ministry. Tonight we want to look at the means that He uses. How does the Holy Spirit do this? We have learned why it is His office. He's the third person of the Trinity. He was assigned to this by God the Father and by God the Son. And that is His office. It is His own special work. Now tonight we're going to look at how He does so, the means which the Holy Spirit does this. And Reformed doctrine, Westminster Confession of Faith, Presbyterianism, if you will, is very emphatic about the ministry of the Holy Spirit using ordinary means, not some fantastic show of light and extraordinary wonders and signs, but rather the ordinary means that God has ordained to minister to the hearts of God's people. Malcolm Watts said, "This ministry of the Spirit is not separate from ordinary means." Now, when you get grounded in that, you'll never be a charismatic, you'll never be a Pentecostal, you'll not run off to all the weird and strange things that people talk about as the ministry of the Holy Spirit and revival and all that. But rather, you will be emphasizing the ordinary means of grace. What are they? Shortlist them: preaching, the Bible, reading, memorization, communion, baptism, prayer. Those are the ordinary means by which the Holy Spirit ministers to the hearts of every one of His people. Now, I mentioned preaching. Preaching, of course, that is Bible-based, that it is an exposition of the Bible, that it is expounding the book, and it is making the Bible come alive. Now, in a sense, that's the preacher's responsibility. You're to comprehend the passage. You are to present it clearly, illustrate it, make it understandable, even to boys and girls in the service, so that there is a true comprehension. But beyond that, there is the ministry of the Spirit. working through the live preaching of the Word of the Lord. There are a couple of texts we should look at on this. 1 Corinthians 2:4. 1 Corinthians 2:4. And I'm going to give you lots of time to look these up. I look upon Wednesday more as a Bible study than as a preaching service. Nevertheless, we're preaching tonight. And here we learn, 1 Corinthians 2:4, Paul said, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Now, how do you define power in a church service? When the Word of God is preached, how do you define power? How do you define this work, demonstration of the Spirit? Well, it's not always visible. It might be seen in people broken or convicted of sin. It might be seen of people who have right there in the pew made up their minds are going to give up sin. It might be people who will all the more endeavor to live for God and for holiness. But as far as people in the meeting, nothing very visible. It's a work of the heart. And that's the Spirit's work, to work in changing, renewing, reviving, and restoring hearts. And that's so vital. And we need to be praying for that. We need to be praying for that constantly, so that through the ordinary means, nothing different, the preaching, the Sunday morning service, Sunday evening service, or whatever day of the week it is, it's the preaching of the Word. But through that, and using that, the Holy Spirit comes and does a work within the heart. Another text is 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. "Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter," not just through words, "but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." And we've all been to church and we've gone home and said, "Boy, that was very dry. There wasn't much in that for the soul. There wasn't much life about that." And of course, it might have been the preacher's attempt to be flowery and bringing wonderful quotes and statements, but it didn't add up to an anthill. It takes the work of the Holy Spirit, who breathes into hearts through the Word, to do that work of ministering within the soul. Not of the letter, not of man's own skill, but the Spirit which giveth life. And of course, we're going to pray for that. And we are all aware that when people come to hear the gospel, they're dead in sin, they're lost in their iniquities, but it is the Spirit that giveth life. And we need to pray for that. That's the work of God through ordinary means. Nothing crazy, nothing different from proper worship, but it is the Spirit of God working through those means. Another text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost." And so here is now the Spirit of God working. He's using ordinary means, preaching the word, And through that, these people of Thessalonica were converted, born again, became disciples, followers of the apostle and of the Lord. And so we must, as we do this work of ministering the gospel week by week, expect and seek the Holy Spirit to do this work in every heart, in our hearts. We all need this work in our hearts. And as we pray for the church, as we pray for visitors and others who drop in, we pray that the Spirit of God will mightily work secretly, not in some lackluster, strange manner, nothing physical perhaps. There might not even be a tear. Well, there might be tears. That would certainly be a good sign. But the Spirit of God could do a deep work in hearts unnoticed by anyone else in the meeting. And it is a gracious, powerful work of the Spirit. Now, the other means of grace that I mentioned was communion and baptism. And we may take those together just for time tonight. These are visible signs. And the Holy Spirit ministers through them. And it is the Spirit's work when we take the communion elements, cup and bread, that He uses them to remind us of the death and the reality of Jesus' suffering. And that is one of the works of the Holy Spirit, to give us a deeper appreciation of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus for our own souls. Now, the means of grace, and here is a quote, by the way, the means of grace are linked to the grace of means. Now, I read that and wondered, what does that mean? Well, when you think about it, the means of grace are linked to the grace of means. And it's like the hose pipe is just as important as the water that runs through it. You need the means, which is the hose pipe, but of course you need the water to flow through it. And the means of grace by which the Holy Spirit works, we must use them and give ourselves to them and pray that by those means the Lord will work by His Spirit and pour out His blessings. Now, the Word, of course, creates faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And again, that is the Holy Spirit's ministry, and also always linked to biblical preaching. Now, if you want sermons that the Holy Spirit will use, the more of the Bible, the better. The more Scripture in the sermon, the better. Now, I know that there are different styles of sermon, and I sometimes use different styles. Majorly, I would say on Sundays, I seek to expound verse by verse the passage. I'd like to define the terms and so on. Once in a while, we take a text as a pretext and run off to a topic. It's not wrong, but I don't think you would want that as a regular diet. You wouldn't want that to be the ministry year-round. You would want to see your people growing not just in ideas, but in the knowledge of the Bible. You want your people to know the Bible thoroughly, book, chapter, and verse, so that they are grounded in the Word. And as we do that, the Holy Spirit will minister. And we need to expect that. That ought to be our expectation and our bitter disappointment when it doesn't happen. That ought to make us groan and sigh. And we should do that tonight. We should be groaning and sighing. How long, Lord? Why won't you work by your Spirit through your Word? We endeavor to preach the word. We look for you to move in grace. And so we need the light of God's word to shine in. Now, another passage to read here is Ephesians 5, verse 7 onward. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7. And you'll see how the link between the word and the spirit go together. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. And prior to that, there was a whole list of terrible sins. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye are sometimes darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now, your walk is linked to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If we're living worldly, if we're living for the world, carnally and in disobedience, we will not have the Holy Spirit as we should. We will not be walking in the light, and we will grieve the Holy Spirit. In verse 10, goes on to say, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. On down to verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And we keep reading here. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, surely we can take from that chapter, that passage, that we need to walk in the light if we will have the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And if on a Sunday morning, a whole bedraggled group of people come in as a congregation, they've been living for the world, walking in the ways of carnality all week, can we expect that the church will be blessed by the ministry of the Spirit? Never mind the preacher. If he's not walking in the light, how can he become the instrument and the vehicle of the Holy Spirit? So this is very searching. It's one thing to say we want the Holy Spirit, but we have got to use the means, and we have got to walk the walk, and we've got to live a life that proves what is that good and perfect will of the Lord. And so the Spirit's work is an ongoing process. It's a sanctifying, purifying work in our hearts and lives. It's not something that's all over in one day. Some people have the idea that the visitation of the Holy Spirit is a one short, dramatic experience. Well, there can be times when you are very conscious of the Spirit's working, but it's the daily, constant growing and walking in the light that brings us the power of the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
Thank you for joining with us as we have been mentioning and preaching on the need for the individual Christian to be filled with the Spirit. We got off on this subject when we thought about John on the Isle of Patmos in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And that was the day that the God met with him and gave him that revelation in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ to John on the Isle of Patmos, who was for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ on that island, but he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Now that guides us that the Christian's day of rest and worship is the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, and that was the practice of the early Christians. But we need to be in the Spirit, and so we need to be praying that we be men and women who are born of the Spirit and living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. Indeed, we ought to do all things through the Lord Jesus and by the aid of God the Holy Spirit. We need to pray in the Spirit. We need to preach in the Spirit. We need to study the Scriptures in the Spirit and then walk, living out the Christian life in the Spirit. Would you join with me in prayer, asking the Lord to give each of us the Holy Spirit in wondrous power? Father in heaven, we rest and rejoice today in the teaching of your word that is so clear that we need the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to dwell within our hearts, to stir us up and energize us to live the Christian life as you would have us to live and walk in the Spirit. Lord, forgive us for our lukewarmness. Forgive us for our carnal, fleshly living. Grant that we might more and more live in the Spirit and power of God. So breathe upon us and bless us today and encourage your people. We need power to live above the world, to claim all the blessings purchased by the blood of the Lamb. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.